Patriot One Podcast with Matt Clark and Christina Higley. Conservative talk for real patriots, because freedom is on the ballot.
Good afternoon, patriots. Welcome to another episode of the Patriot One News Podcast. We're broadcasting live from the Patriot One News studio here on this wonderful Wednesday afternoon. Christina, how are you today?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good. So this pedo-gate situation, let's just get straight into it. I know yesterday we briefly touched on it. A lot has happened overnight. A lot of people want to know, where's P. Diddy? Where's pretty much anybody on this? How did he get out of the country? There's rumors swirling that he's fled to all different locations. So I think today we should start the show off by just trying to make sense of it all and really kind of give everybody at home a little bit of an idea as to why we think the situation's messed up. What have you found out since yesterday?
Yeah, so what I find the most interesting is that the media is really not covering this, right? We heard about it very briefly.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't heard much since. We haven't heard anything from the White House. We haven't heard anything from both Democrats or Republican politicians. It's just weird, right? Like, right. What is going on?
So, and if you haven't been following this situation, for those of you who are just kind of tuning in and trying to catch up with this situation. So P. Diddy, the massive raid, right? Massive raid a couple days ago. Yesterday. Yes. Was it yesterday? Was it 2 days ago or yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Two days ago, massive raid Monday. I mean, feds everywhere, SWAT team everywhere. And everybody's getting detained. Everybody's getting brought out of the house. Some are handcuffed, some are not. P. Diddy's nowhere to be found. He's not there. And then TMZ cuts to Diddy in a Miami airport, pacing around. And we showed that yesterday, so we don't need to get on that today. And then basically, he's gone, right? He's just gone. He's nowhere to be found. He's being accused, I guess, or the raid had to do with pedophilia, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So this isn't speculation. This isn't just making stuff up on the fly, trying to figure out what to talk about here. This is real deep underground pedo ring that the feds felt they had enough information on to raid his house, right? You're not going to raid somebody's house unless you have so much information. Would you agree?
Right.
Like, you got to have the evidence. Absolutely. Otherwise, you look stupid.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that this has been going on, as we'll get into during our show, for years, if not decades.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrities involved, politicians involved, possible royal monarchy involved.
Right. I mean, I see.
You know, there were many interviews from celebrities that were dropping hints for years that we just didn't put the pieces together. Right. Like, some weird stuff when you start to go through and look at these past interviews.
And what's crazy here is, here's Diddy seen talking with federal agents at an airport as associate. His associate is arrested, but not Diddy. And we see, we've been following a lot of the threads and a lot of the comments on our personal walls and on our page here. And a lot of people are calling Diddy the fall guy. What do you think about that? Because I see a video, I see pictures like this, Christina, and I'm looking at his associate getting arrested, but P. Diddy makes it onto the plane. So it's not like he fled the country. If he fled the country, the media would be reporting, P. Diddy's fled the country. There's a massive wide hunt on it. He's fled to this country because there's no extradition treaty with America. That's not what's happened at all.
Sure.
It was almost like there's a meeting here. P. Diddy, associate Paul, feds. They arrest his associate. P. Diddy gets on the plane and takes off.
Yeah, they have his son in handcuffs. Now, his associate, they say, was arrested because he had cocaine and marijuana in one of his bags that he was taking on the plane. And I guess he's already been released.
I mean, if that's all he got him on, sure.
What?
If that's all that he got him on, yeah, I'm not surprised. He's, you know, already released, right?
Yeah. But what I'm surprised about is they go and we've seen now video and photos of his house. They completely flip his house. not just one house, two houses, and not a word since, except for he's claiming that he had no clue this was going to happen and that he's apparently being targeted in a Fall Guy. For who? I feel probably way more celebrities, rappers and such, politicians most likely. And if we want, we can share some of that audio from Jesse Waters last night, where apparently there's been bizarre behavior going on for years under the guise of him throwing parties to help or create these events that are supposedly going to help other artists' careers take off and more like networking, but not really what was going on.
So I loved what Jesse Waters had to say, and we're going to play that clip in just a second, but if this is going on in the music industry, which we know it is, we have to assume it's been going on in Hollywood too. I mean, we don't even have to assume at this point. We know it's been going on in Hollywood.
We know it's
let's
been
not,
going
on. Let's not sit here and freak in, act like we don't know what's going on. It's definitely going on. And I would imagine there's a lot of people who are scared shitless right now in Hollywood who are like, oh, damn. They really just raided Diddy's house. They raided Puffy's place. And they're probably thinking, shit, we're next.
But are they really worried?
I don't know.
Because as we mentioned,
I think they would be.
Politicians have come out.
No, and but
and it, said anything about this.
That to me.
But who's in on this?
Right. Let's listen to Jesse Waters, because he spoke a lot about the fact that there's hidden cameras found in every room of Diddy's homes, possessed footage of every person who attended the freakout party. There's footage of people who attended P. Diddy's freakout parties. P. Diddy's
from celebrities to athletes to politicians.
Yep.
Look some at of the this. Biggest names in the industries.
Absolutely. So you better believe you're saying, are they worried? I think they're worried. I think they're scared to death right now. And I think this is why politicians from both sides are hush hush about the situation.
Silent.
Shitting their pants. Silent. Let's listen to what Jesse Waters had to say.
His freak out parties in attendance were celebrities, politicians, athletes, international dignitaries like British royalty, Prince Harry, and music label executives. Lil Rod claimed some of the biggest names in the recording industry sponsored these parties with sex workers, drugs, and underage girls. The CEO of Universal Music, Lucian Grange, is named as a defendant. So is the former CEO of Motown Records, Ethiopia, Habert Mariam, and others. Lil Rod says hidden cameras were in every room of Diddy's homes. Lil Rod believes that Mr. Combs possesses compromising footage of every person that has attended his freak-off parties and his house parties. Salacious tapes of Hollywood's biggest names, including record CEOs and politicians, doing drugs and cavorting with prostitutes and minors. The complaint argues that these freak-off parties were a business model. Young and up-and-coming talent attended and were promised career opportunities and access to music executives. They were then plied with drugs and alcohol, filmed. Some were blackmailed. There was a quid pro quo, according to the complaint. Lil Rod said not only were these music executives sponsoring these parties, they were handing Diddy large sums of cash that he used to pay for the sex workers and drugs. Something tells me the IRS is going to be interested. The suit.
So it sounds, I mean, it sounds like Hollywood, but now for the music industry. I mean, listen, Jesse Waters just described exactly what we know has been going on in Hollywood for decades. This is how a lot of celebrities, and we know this for a fact now, because we saw what happened to Harvey Weinstein. We saw what happened to other, other A-list celebrities when, you know, during the Me Too movement, right? Didn't a lot of this kind of surface during the Me Too movement? Jesse Waters is basically just kind of telling a story that we already know Hollywood went through. Would you agree with that? Would you agree this is kind of a similar situation being presented in front of our eyes all over again? Oh, I think we've lost your audio, Christina, for some reason. Huh. Yeah, I think we've lost your audio. I'm not sure what's going on here. While we try to figure that out, let me go over to an interview of Howard Stern, an usher, revealing that when he was 13 years old, he was sent to live with Diddy at what he referred to as the Puffy Flavor Camp. This is Diddy. Diddy is being accused of sex trafficking. I mean, this is some wild, wild stuff. I'm going to play this next clip.
And I lived with Sean Puffy Combs for a year.
That's the crazy thing. Now, that was L.A. Reid's idea, right? We're sending you over to something called Puffy Flavor Camp.
There you go.
To learn
Flavor
some...
Flavor Camp!
Yeah,
Flavor
that's
camp.
What it was called. And you're going to go to Puff Daddy's.
He's
gonna
in the 90s. Do you understand what that's like?
Puffy's place was like just filled with chicks and orgying like nonstop, right?
No, not really. Hey, it was curious. I got a chance to see some things.
Yeah, but you were 13. What were you seeing?
I went there to see the lifestyle.
Right.
And I saw it.
See, again, and I think your audio's back now. We got you, right? No, we don't got you. What's going on?
Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you. There you are.
Ah, yes.
All right. So again, why is Usher hanging out as a 13-year-old at these types of parties?
Right. And I saw, it's weird because I saw like an interview with a gentleman that was saying that I guess like Usher actually got sent to the hospital after one of these parties. And the person interviewing him, he was in the rap industry, was like, well, what happened? And he was like, why didn't you ask Usher and his mom? Mm. And I just was like, yikes. Like, you know, like dirty secrets. Like he's right. Just letting you know enough, but doesn't want to get like wrapped up, right? Or become unalived, as we like to say nowadays.
Right.
And it's just, it's strange. But as this interview goes on, even Usher's alluding to the fact that there's things that went on when he was 13 he didn't quite understand, but now...
Yeah. And Howard Stern's really trying to get it out of him. We'll keep listening to this video, but Howard's like pushing. Howard's like, I know what happened. You know what happened. Just say it. Say what happened in this thing. And I think we're going to see... I mean, we've already seen it. 50 Cent's come out. How many celebrities have come out against P. Diddy in the last couple of days? We have 50 Cent, Justin. Did Justin Bieber come out, or is there there's just a video of
there's
Justin
a video
Bieber.
Of
there's
him.
A video
he
of
had
Bieber.
A 48-hour sleepover at P. Diddy's house, which is sick and bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, and it hasn't even just been the last few days; it's been for years. Footage of
years, yeah.
Kanye West and 50 Cent. And high-profile people, they're like, no, we don't mess with P. Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't party with him. We don't want you to take us shopping. We don't want to do anything with you. You're a weirdo. 50 Cent being one of his biggest critics for at least the last 10, 15 years, saying the guy's weird. I don't do stuff like that.
Right. So here's Howard Stern and Usher having an interview only 2 days ago, March 25th. So clearly... Howard Stern got Usher to come into the studio the day this whole news broke. So again, Howard Stern must have known there was some relationship or some history here between Sean Combs and Usher to say, hey, get Usher in the studio. We know he got messed with and we want him to come out with it.
And it was, but I don't know if I could indulge and understand what I was even looking at. It was pretty wild. It was,
so nobody tried to, you know, some woman didn't come along.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I didn't say that. What I did say is that there were very curious things taking place.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't necessarily understand it.
Uh-huh.
Biggie Smalls was there.
Lil Kim, Craig Mack.
All these people are hanging around.
Yeah, man. Faith Evans. Jodeci, Mary
okay?
J. Blige, they didn't know nothing about this shit.
Oh.
I was having a good time, you know what I mean?
Does he have you doing any chores? Are you doing dishes at all? I mean, to keep you humble somewhat? Or are you just like, can you stay up till 4 in the morning with them and party?
I mean, I could. I actually stayed up longer than them.
Do you have money? What's going on?
I mean, the fact that Usher is even at this house and Howard Stern, like, does your parents even know this is going on? He's like, my parents don't know. I mean, come on, you're 13 years old, dude. What would you think if your kid was gone at 13 years old? would you not know? Yeah.
Right. But I think these people too also thought that, you know, maybe their son was talented. This was a great opportunity for him to be able to break into the industry. Again, you know, as Jesse Watterson mentioned, this was positioned as one thing. As being one thing, one opportunity, when really there was a whole other situation going on behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not trying to defend certainly Usher's parents, but, you know, maybe initially it started out as, you know, this is a great opportunity, just as maybe Justin Bieber's parents sending him there for 48 hours thought it was a great opportunity. Mm-hmm. But I still question, you know, like that one individual I had mentioned, you know, saying, why don't you ask Usher's mom why he was in the hospital after one of these parties? I think that a lot of this was people are just, they're desperate for fame, for the money. They're willing to go along with it. These people are very polarizing that they're partying with and they're sending their kids to party with. And do I think Usher was groomed? Abso-freaking-lutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
So if you're just joining us, we're talking about Pedogate with Sean Combs and all of the artists who have now come out against P. Diddy. P. Diddy is not in the United States. He's gotten on a jet. He did not flee the States. The feds aren't looking for him. Everybody knows where he is, apparently. And even though they raided his home a couple days ago, no, he hasn't been arrested. There's been no arrests, which is very odd to me. Footage has been found. Jesse Waters did a whole thing on Fox News. So there's a lot they know about. Politicians are nowhere to be heard or seen on this situation. Everybody is very hush-hush about it. Supposedly, it's a massive pedophile ring. Freak-out parties have been held in Sean Combs' house. And again, this whole thing kind of feels like it's about to be swept up under the rug. What I do find extremely interesting is Diddy and Obama's relationship. And this goes back, how old is this video here? I know you found this video.
It was in 2004.
Here it is. Yep, 2004. Mm-hmm. Diddy finds this guy.
When you want to be the president of the United States, you call your man, call MTV. We're going to give you a platform. We're going to give you a way to speak because you on to something, kid.
Well,
you on to something. You making sense to me. You got me. I am franchised. I'm not disenfranchised no more. We're going to keep it nonpartisan, but we got to applaud when somebody's making sense because we've been all around.
Obama is probably thinking, shit.
We're going to keep this bipartisan. Yeah, I'm sure you are.
I mean, like now, today, Obama's like, he's probably freaking out that this video is out there because there are some mad connections between Obama.
But then, you know, the internet's going crazy right now. The Jay-Z's going to be the next one to go down. The Jay-Z is involved in this and such.
Right.
And I believe we have on our Twitter feed, there was, you know, they mentioned that like Obama and Jay-Z are super tight.
Right.
Super tight. So, you know, I think, again, I'm very suspect to the fact that like not a single politician has come out over the last 48 hours to speak out about this or shed some light on it or just like we are to ask some questions and be like, what in the world is actually going on here?
Right.
I find it just very strange, don't you?
Well, again, there's just not much chatter about it. And have you seen any of this in the left-leaning media? I think I asked you this earlier before the show. Why aren't the left-leaning media reporting on any of this? That tells me there's a massive cover-up going on. Mm-hmm. It has to. Mm-hmm. Why is Fox News, Newsmax, why is right-leaning media the only ones talking about this Sean Combs situation? Why is it that the Democrats, and I'm going to call them out for this, whenever there's a big pedo bust, Democrats or left-leaning media never, ever, ever report it. And then you wonder why people are sitting here thinking that they're covering up for the whole situation. Because never they come out with it until they absolutely have to, right? Until CNN's like, we can't hide this anymore.
Listen, this is the same party that wants to bring into the schools and has brought into the schools absolutely vile books into the library systems of the schools, totally inappropriate lessons in the classroom, all under the guise of, you know, equity and inclusivity and wanting children to have this worldly view. That's not just trying to inform children of topics, quite frankly, as we've discussed, that are well above their maturity level for 5, 6, 7 year olds. This is all grooming. It's disgusting. So, you know, going back to why aren't the Democrats speaking out? These are the same people that want to poison our youth in the public school system with, you know, topics that are just totally inappropriate for children. doesn't surprise me at all, any of this going on. They're just being uncovered and slowly.
It's happening. It's almost being normalized, what's happening, mm-hmm. right? In the fact that, so here's a clip. We put this on Patriot One News. Here's a clip of Jill Biden, okay, trying to convince the American people at some, and I just want to touch on this real quick because it has to do with your conversation right now of, you know, this has been happening in the Democrat Party for quite some time now. They're very hush-hush whenever mm-hmm. a pedo ring thing comes about. Here's Jill Biden saying, suggesting that before World War II, Berlin was the center of the LGBTQ culture in Europe. Almost trying to like just get this thing, you know, hey, look at Europe was all in on it. We should be all in on it, which I find hard to believe. I can't imagine before World War II. I've traveled the world. I've traveled to a lot of countries. I've traveled to Asia. I've traveled to Europe. I've traveled all over. I can tell you right now, Germany, before World War II.
Was not openly accepted.
No. There's a lot of countries in the world who are, China, I lived in China 10 years, as you know, it's illegal to mm-hmm. be gay. Okay. And that's today. I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
Not during World War II World War II.
I'm not saying it's right or wrong. All I'm saying is I can tell you right now, Germany was not cool with the LGBTQ culture in Europe. And she's doing this to try to get America to normalize.
Well, nobody's going to actually go fact check this stuff. Anybody stupid enough to sit and listen to her ramble on takes it as truth, which we've talked about almost every single time we're on together. Right. People don't take the time to actually do the research and realize, Berlin in that year would not have been openly accepting of this.
So here's Jill Biden trying to get books that are not age appropriate into the schools by suggesting that, Berlin was cool with it way back in World War II. Mm-hmm.
History teaches us that democracies don't disappear overnight. They disappear slowly, subtly, silently. A book ban, a court decision, a don't say gay law.
And I need to stop Jill right there just for a second, because and I retweeted this on Twitter. I'm so sick of them saying there's a don't say gay law. I like lost it on Twitter. I said, you know what, from this moment forward, discredit everything that Jill Biden says, because there is no such thing as a don't say gay law. It does not exist. And they keep saying it. So Jill just freaking lied. She just straight up lied. She and again, we all know that, if you actually know what happened with DeSantis and that whole situation, a year ago or whenever it was, we know there is no such thing as a don't say gay law. But the Democrats keep parroting that it's in the bill. It's not in the bill. So again, if she just lied, why would you listen to a single thing this woman says from here on out? She just lost all credibility as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I mean,
before
World
War II, I'm told, Berlin was the center of LGBTQ culture in Europe. One group of people loses their rights, and then another, and then another. Until one morning you wake up and you no longer live in a democracy.
Okay, Jill. I mean, Jill.
Well, that's funny, because that's how I'm starting to feel as an American living in my own freaking country.
Well,
one right, one thing, another thing, another thing.
Yeah. She just.
Hello.
Yeah. There's a term for what
it's literally what we're up in arms about. Why mm-hmm. we are not happy with this administration.
Well, there's a term for that. It's called gaslighting. And Jill just gaslit the shit.
And people actually believe it.
She just basically sat up there, and like you just said, she sat up there and accused the Republicans for everything that Democrats are actually responsible for right now. Before the break, I just want to go back to P. Diddy's reaction, because we spoke about the fact that nothing's being done right now. Bill Mitchell posted, P. Diddy Combs speaks out for the first time since his homes were raided for human trafficking, sex trafficking, Bill. Okay. Sex trafficking, pedo ring. Combs says yesterday there was a gross overuse of military level force as search warrants were executed at Mr. Combs' residence. I don't know who said this, but there's no excuse. If I hit that, it's not going to show me the rest of it, but apparently Here we go. Yesterday, there was a gross overuse of military-level force as search warrants were executed at Mr. Crum's residence. There's no excuse for the excessive show of force and hostility exhibited by authorities or the way his children and employees were treated. Mr. Combs, this must be his publicist, was never detained but spoke to and cooperated with authorities. Again, who cares? If you're so busted, it doesn't matter what you do right now. It doesn't make you innocent because you cooperated. This isn't Biden documents. Biden cooperated, so he's off the hook type situation. Despite media...
Go ahead.
I'll finish the quote. Despite media speculation, neither Mr. Combs nor any of his family members have been arrested, which is a serious concern of mine, nor has their ability to travel... been restricted in any way, the attorney said. So this is the attorney speaking on behalf of P. Diddy. Why did they raided his home but no arrest? What is the deal?
Yeah, it's really strange. And it's funny because I was just going to comment that I was looking through comments from our followers earlier today, and somebody's like, you know, well, it wasn't right what they did destroying his home. And it's like, it wasn't right what he did to probably hundreds, if not more.
Yeah. Like, that's your concern that they...
You're concerned that his house has been flipped? How about the people that have been groomed, their lives ruined? Stuff that I can't even imagine being done in that house. Like, okay, oh, poor P. Diddy, his bedroom was flipped.
Mm-hmm.
Ay vey.
Well, it's if this is swept under the rug, that's going to raise some serious red flags for me.
Maybe it's just one big distraction. Timing is out of all of it, right?
You know, or again, people keep saying maybe he's the fall guy. Maybe, I don't know. I'd like to think that they're going after some much bigger, more powerful people here, but I just can't see the feds doing that. I can't see the feds. I just can't see the feds going after. I mean, look what they've done under Biden for the last few years. They've ignored so many issues.
It's hard for me to get excited over this. It is. I mentioned that to you earlier today. I think there's a lot more to this.
So why aren't you excited? What do you mean by that? What do you mean by it's not, it's hard for you not? What do you mean by that?
Either this is a distraction from something much bigger going on right under our noses.
Right.
Which, again, you know, we try to stick to the facts and not go down rabbit holes here. Or
do you mean, or
justice? Yeah. Will justice ever prevail because so many people were involved in this sick behavior? Is it too far gone?
I mean,
you
know,
will it be ignored?
And that's what I was going to say. Are you not excited because you think it's going to be ignored? In which case, yeah, I can see why this is just... But then at the same time, is, you know, I mean, I've said this a million times. I'm like, oh, I'm not getting excited over the fact that, you know, Republicans do this. And they there's a lot of things that they say they're going to do and they never follow up on. And I'm like, oh, I'm not even going to deal with this anymore. And people are like, well,
Yeah. Try to stay optimistic, but the reality is we have to just stick to the facts and what's presented to us. And honestly, I'm unsure right now, especially with the president that's in office, that much will even come of this. We'll see.
Before the break, I want to take a look at some comments here. We have, you know, for those of you who are just joining us now, we're talking all about all these different P. Diddy situations, everybody who's coming after him, everybody who's basically throwing him under the bus right now. And people are just kind of in uproar echoing the same thing you have, Christina. You know, one comment here, that last line about the IRS is the least of their worries. Yeah. I mean, Jesse Waters is like, oh, I wonder what the IRS is going to think about this. Really, Jesse? That's like, that's what you're kind of thinking right now. That's the least of P. Diddy's concerns.
Right.
But... we'll see what happens. It'll be interesting to see what happens over the next couple of days. Guys, stay tuned. We're going to cut to a commercial now. But when we come back, we are going to talk about RFK's pick and how awesome this is for conservatives. Trump has nothing to worry about. RFK just buried himself with that pick. And we'll get into who that running mate is right when we come back. You're watching the Patriot One News podcast right here on Patriot One News channel.
Are you sick and tired of the liberal Karens destroying your workforce because they care more about pronouns than profits? Is Debbie Downer from HR hiring too many cats who identify as sheep because she cares more about equity than finding the right person for the job? Listen, we get it. Just because a few crazy Kens want a free ride doesn't mean your business has to bend over to the liberal insanity that's hijacked corporate America. Inclusive this, inclusive that. How about the only inclusive you focus on is your next all-inclusive holiday, while we focus on building a rock-solid team of hardworking Americans who would rather run circles around your business than worry about how many mental health days they get each year?
Let's get real here. America is exhausted from having to walk on eggshells because a few political and highly emotional hacks, Democrats, decided they were going to tell you how to run your business. Contrary to popular belief, AOC, this still is a free country, and you, the business owner, shouldn't have to care if you made Felicia cry because you actually told her to come into the office today. Come on, man. What happened to the American dream?
What happened to hiring the best candidate for the job? What happened to
make America great again?
Look, at the end of the day, the only race that any of us should concern ourselves with is the race to the top. And that means looking for candidates who will drive your company forward and not into the ground. At our workforce, we don't care if you're white, black, brown, or yellow, or if Jimmy wants to identify as Jessica for the day. So the next time HR Karen tells you that you need to consider feelings over facts, you tell Karen you're not doing pronouns over profits anymore, and that you're going to let our workforce take it from here. Our workforce. Make your business great again.
I'm Joe Biden, and I
do whatever the hell they want.
So RFK Jr. has finally made his announcement on who he wants his running mate to be. And it is awesome news for the Conservative Party. Christina, why don't I let you kick this off and kind of explain what's going on here? Because I think it's a huge, huge win for the Trump campaign. I think RFK just buried himself with this pick.
It's not Aaron Rodgers.
No. Would you have liked it to have been Aaron Rodgers?
I actually may have been a little bit concerned that we would have had some votes taken from the Republican Party.
Yeah,
that one.
I would have too. Although I don't think Aaron Rodgers could have got the job done for done too much damage. Because let's be honest, I don't know what demographic Aaron Rodgers has, but it's definitely not the youth.
If he just gets hurt again, he could be out the whole season and run the campaign. And...
Right. Well, maybe
but
next.
This
time.
Isn't a sports. This isn't a sports podcast.
Right.
But yeah, so very interesting news, and I don't understand. I don't get what the thought process was behind the pick. Mm-hmm. RFK, though, named Nicole Shanahan. She is a wealthy lawyer out of California, a lot of connections, rumored that she had maybe had some relations with Elon Musk at one point. Philanthropist is now his pick. Very liberal, mm-hmm. very left-leaning. I feel like there's now two sets of Democrats running for this election. Not really what you think of when you think of an independent party, right? I'm not impressed. Not impressed.
You know, first of all, it does nothing to hurt Trump's campaign. I think we both can agree that it's not even going to put a dent in Trump's campaign because no one is going to now. And RFK Jr. has to know this. He's not an idiot, right? And if they didn't know this, then his political campaign team are just the dumbest people that have ever run a campaign because there is no way they didn't consider all of this before Robert F. Kennedy Jr. picked Nicole Shanahan as his running mate. So their thought process behind this has got to be, well, if we can't beat Trump, can we get enough the Democrat and liberal vote to take out Biden? I don't think that's going to work. Mm-hmm. Do you? Do you think that's a smart play? I don't think they're going to pick Biden or RFK Jr. over Biden. I don't think Democrats are going to turn.
It's hard to say. I mean, there's some people that are just, they do not like Biden, right? Just like there's people that do not like Trump. So will they pick the lesser of the, you know, poisons? Maybe. You know, I saw some people on Twitter and also on Facebook last night that were saying, you know, in New York State, for example, that they would rather, knowing that they know Trump will not win the electoral votes there, they would rather vote for Kennedy than vote for Biden, and maybe just to kind of throw off those votes to let Biden kind of tank. I don't know. It's honestly, I don't see any value in them even being in the race at this point.
No.
I know a lot of conservatives that particularly are focused on the medical freedom end of it, mm-hmm. and what's been occurring with Big Pharma and with, you know, certain vaccines and such, were getting really excited over him. They thought that he would be the solution and such. But the reality is, now after he picked his running mate, he's just another wolf in sheep's clothing.
Well,
I don't see any value in voting for him. Not with his running mate. Now, I think had he chosen some other folks that maybe ran a more moderate line, shared some of the same beliefs as him, and didn't have some of the connections that she does, he could have been detrimental, I think, to Trump, in the sense that he could have taken some very valuable votes if it does come down to a razor thin margin during the election. Trump has nothing to worry about at this point. I was laughing when I saw what he had put out on Truth and what was out on Twitter and such. He's actually like, thank you.
Oh, this is huge. This is huge for him.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Thank you.
This came out after our show yesterday, right? I think this news came out after
last
the show.
Night.
Right.
Last
so
night.
So yesterday during our show, we posted polls and we were pretty impressed with the fact that Kennedy had 9% polling. Trump had what?
47, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, against Biden's like 30-something,
38.
Yeah, 38.
Yeah, something like that.
And then Kennedy mm-hmm. came in at about 9%. So
and
that
then
was,
there were like 2% that said they weren't going to vote, which I'm like, well, then don't complain.
Right. What do you think's going to – I see Kennedy's numbers dropping now substantially.
Oh, they just plummeted.
They already have.
Call it a day. Call it a day.
Have you seen numbers today? Or are you just kind of assuming that they've plummeted?
I'm assuming that he probably lost support, because at this point – a true conservative is really not going to vote for him with that running mate.
Right.
And honestly, he's just another Democratic candidate at this point. And he's not going to win the majority. So people that may have been on the fence, either they'll still vote for him because they really just mm-hmm. hate Biden or Trump that much, or they're going to say, you know what, I'm going to give my vote to Biden or Trump because I know that those two are really the ones that have skin in the game at this point.
Right. If anything, I see that this takes away votes from Democrats. I don't see it taking votes away from Republicans.
I don't either. I would be very surprised if people still clung on for dear life to his medical freedom platform and, you know, save the children and his platform. I mean, I don't see now with her as his running mate how it even makes sense to continue to think that he's going to be a good option.
Well,
the little I know about her, I don't like her. As a conservative female, I don't like her.
Well, the thing is, the Kennedys are already philanthropists, elitists, right?
They have plenty of money.
They have plenty of money, and isn't that a turnoff to most conservatives to begin with? But they thought we'll give you a try, but now he's doubled down with another person who looks just like him, who's even but not even close to moderate, right? I mean, you're telling us that she's more of a liberal, she's very left leaning, mm-hmm. she's from California. I mean, this is their team thinking. I'm just trying to figure out what's going through these people's heads right now. On his campaign,
they would never win enough of the California vote over Biden.
No, right.
And Harris.
And you better believe Newsom.
Absolutely, there's nothing about her profile that would make me think that she is a good option or has my best interest in mind. She's so unrelatable. I can't even relate to her. It's just, I don't know. Good luck to them.
I mean, I've never even heard of her. Have you ever heard of her?
Never heard
She's
of
kind,
her.
I mean, who is this person?
No political background. I don't understand.
I mean, he was better off picking like Tulsi Gabbard or something like that. You know, and I don't know if Tulsi would have done it, but Tulsi more aligned with kind of RFK's political views, I feel like.
I would have been far more excited with Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, I would have loved to see
just
Aaron Rodgers.
Just putting it out there.
Yeah, I would have. But here's the thing. RFK Jr. said he wanted Aaron Rodgers. I heard the interview, and he said, well, I think that Aaron Rodgers can really tackle a young crowd that, you know, I can't get a hold of. And I was speaking to a couple of other friends who are very into sports and know the demographic that Aaron Rodgers already kind of goes after. It's not the youth. I'll tell you right now. Aaron Rodgers is not reaching out to millennials.
No.
So that just sounded stupid to me. When RFK Jr. is like, yeah, let's use Aaron Rodgers to go after the youth, the younger crowd. The younger crowd's not listening to freaking Aaron Rodgers.
No.
The Democrats have already painted Aaron Rodgers to be a freaking wacko nut job conspiracy theorist, which I'm not calling him that by any means. I'm saying that's what they've branded him as. They've already brainwashed millennials to think Aaron Rodgers is a head case. So I don't think he's got the millennial support that RFK Jr. thought he might bring to the table.
Right.
Not even close.
Yeah.
So who does Rodgers have support from? Well, the same people that Trumpers have support from.
Yeah, Trumpers.
Right.
Absolutely.
Or Trump has support from. And they're not ditching Trump for Aaron Rodgers.
No. Not with RFK.
No. No chance. No chance. No. Absolutely no chance.
No chance.
So I think I'm guessing somebody kind of beat some sense into RFK Jr. And I'm going to look up
but
real
quick.
But did
they really with that pick?
No, definitely not. No, no. But beat sense
Listen,
into not going with.
Follow the money. There's money involved. There's deals involved. This just
oh,
seems
look
like
at this.
Something to better him.
Here we go. Exactly what we just said. Look at that. Wow.
Plummeted.
So again, if you didn't watch yesterday's show.
And Trump went up.
Trump just skyrocketed. Mm-hmm. And we just said this exact situation. We said, I bet his numbers will tank after that California running mate pick. And he was at 9.5% yesterday, RFK Jr. He's now down to 4%.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
People that were on the fence are no longer on the fence.
Right. And now you got Trump at 50%. I've never seen the numbers this wide before. Trump is almost double digits. It's almost too good to be true right now for me. I'm not sitting here thinking we got it in the bag. We have a lot of time. It's not what I'm saying.
We have a lot of time.
And listen, after last election, nothing's done until it's done. Until the networks call it for Trump, I don't care if the polls show Trump up 40
At 9 o'clock at night, I thought on election night that Trump had it in the bag.
So did I. Up until 2 a.m. when I was sitting there with my laptop thinking, what the hell's going on right now? And then all of a sudden
all of a sudden
froze.
Everybody went to bed and it didn't look so promising.
Yeah, I didn't go to bed.
So really this poll, polls are very important and we'll be touching on them a lot over the coming months.
Yeah.
But really they're only as good, I guess, as they play out on election night.
I find it very interesting, though, how much he just plummeted, though, RFK Jr. An interactive polls is a very good, they do their homework, they do the research. They're probably one of my most trusted polling networks. They really try to do their best to go to all different types of the spectrum to get their data. They'll pull stuff from very, very left-leaning poll sources to far-right poll sources. And you can get a very good idea of the bigger picture when you look at all of their different polling numbers come in. You can kind of use your head and get a little bit of an average here.
Sure.
So I think that's very interesting. I think
I wanted to be excited. I had many friends up in New York State optimistic about RFK. I just couldn't get behind it. And now I'm definitely not behind it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess my gut was right.
So here's another one. This is a national, this is YouGov Economist is a quite a popular one. Again, RFK Jr. plummeting.
Mm-hmm.
Only shows Trump up against Biden by 1 point.
Yeah.
Or a 1 point move.
Tight poll.
But again, RFK Jr. plummeting. And the more that RFK Jr. plummets, or Well, that could tell me one of two things. It could either say he's plummeting because Democrats are now definitely going with Biden after that pick, which sure. would not be a good situation. Or maybe they just voiced
or
their
conservatives,
yeah,
have decided that
true. That's really a good point.
Who he claimed that they would be, because honestly, it wasn't the Democrats that were really leaning towards him when he announced that he was running. It was conservatives that were kind of sick and tired of the two-party system. Felt that, you know, Trump and the COVID response and the rollout of the vaccine and such was a disaster. So they were looking for like a fresh voice, something different than what already existed. But now I hope people are wide awake that this is not who you thought it was.
No. And look at this. This is a CNN poll, March 22nd. What we just said, we just showed you updated numbers with RFK Jr. plummeting. This was a few days ago. Look at RFK Jr. there, 18%. That has absolutely tanked. So it showed Trump up 8, and this is Michigan. This is what we talked about on the show yesterday. Trump up 8. RFK Jr. at 18%. No longer. His stock has just tanked with that California pick. So I think it's going to be very...
Do you see any reason why maybe RFK would just drop out? Or do you think that he's too much of an ego?
I think, too much of a name?
He's going to stick this thing out. I mean, he's wasting millions of dollars.
He's got the money, right?
At this point.
He's got the money, doesn't he?
But for what reason? To be the loser?
Yeah.
Come on.
Speaking of losers, did you see this yesterday? Joe Biden, you know, the whole bridge situation, right?
Yeah. He's taking trains over the bridge where there are no train tracks.
So there's a couple very concerning things here besides Joe Biden's mental health, which we know is on the rapid decline. But Joe Biden addressed the nation yesterday about the bridge collapse, which again is a little bit suspicious to me. And I'll tell you why in just a second. You know why, but I'll tell the people listening to the show why. So here's Biden addressing the nation, suggesting that he took the train over the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which is the bridge in Baltimore that collapsed many times, quote unquote, many times during his commute.
Many times as a young man.
The problem with that statement is there's no train tracks on that bridge. Let's listen to Biden.
He took his horse and buggy over it.
There's no train tracks, Brian. You can't take a train over something that doesn't have train tracks. Let's listen to Biden completely lie once again.
At about 1:30, a container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which I've been over many, many times commuting from the state of Delaware either on a train or by car. At about 1:30.
Train or by car.
Okay, Joe?
So again, if you didn't quite catch that, Biden goes, at about 1:30, a container ship struck the Francis Scott Bridge, which I've been over many, many times, commuting from the state of Delaware, either on a train or by car. Joe, there are no tracks. You can't take a train across the...
Wrong bridge, Joe.
So,
cut.
Yeah.
Get him out of here.
So right after Joe says that, okay, he then discusses, and I'm very confused by the situation. Very confused with the fact. And again, I just want to dissect this for a second because this is wild how quickly Joe Biden got out there, addressed the country, and then committed American taxpayers to paying for the reconstruction of the bridge. Since when? We'll play the clip in just a second.
Right.
But this is a private logistics company, a Singaporean logistics company, crashed its vessel into the Baltimore Bridge, into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. And you know the vessel is insured by the Singaporean company.
We sure as heck don't own that as Americans.
We what?
We sure as heck don't own that ship as Americans.
We don't own the ship as Americans.
No?
And the bridge, you know, even if it's a government bridge, which it probably is, right, is going to be insured. So the bridge is insured.
Yeah.
The vessels insured carrying Maersk containers, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure Maersk has containers insured. I mean, this thing is insured mm-hmm. to the freaking hell, right?
Yep.
Here's Joe Biden saying that the federal government is going to pay for the entire cost of reconstruction.
It's my intention that federal government will pay for the entire cost of reconstructing that bridge. And I expect the Congress to support my effort. This is going to take some time. The people of Baltimore can count on us, though, to stick with them at every step of the way until the port is reopened and the bridge is rebuilt. You know, we're not leaving until this job gets done.
What job is Biden talking about? This is not the this is none of the government's business. It kind of is, because it's a bridge that, you know, is a major transportation route and it's blocking now from ships getting through. It's crippled logistics. So I get that.
Sure.
But are we not jumping the gun here a little bit?
Well, and what makes me sick about this is, how long did it take for him to get out to Ohio?
Yeah.
His communities were ravaged by chemicals and crap in their environment. Or Hawaii. With mm-hmm. those devastating fires, or even the southern border. How long did it take for him to go down there and do anything about it? What aid were the people in Hawaii given? They were given slaps in the face by our government. But you're going to rebuild a bridge hit by a vessel owned by another country and make that a priority.
Did he even get down to Ohio ever? I know Trump did within days. Did Biden ever actually make it to Ohio? I know Pete Buttigieg did. I don't think Biden ever made it to Ohio.
I don't think Biden ever did make it down there, no.
That was a real...
He was at the beach.
He was at the beach, wasn't he?
Or riding his bike. I'm being funny.
But I don't understand.
Like, how do you come out literally the same day and state that we are going to repay for this entire thing? No. The people on that own that ship are going to pay for it. Just like if I went and crashed my car into a government building or a bridge or whatever the case may be.
Biden's not going to say we're going to...
My car insurance would be paying for what I destroyed.
Biden's not going to come on and address the country and be like, we're going to pay to buy Christina a new car.
Right. Well, and you know, I'm wondering, should I just drop my homeowners and my car insurance and such and assume the government is going to pay for my stuff now?
Right.
This makes me mad as an American. Yes, I want that port of entry reopened.
Sure.
Yes, I want the bridge put back in place. But do I want to pay for it? Taxpayer?
No.
Absolutely not. I want the ship to pay for it. The people that hit the bridge. So what is going on, Joe? Is this just you trying to come to the rescue of a blue state? Because I know for a fact Joe did nothing after Hurricane Ian came through Southwest Florida. Bridges and causeways out to island. People were trapped out there that chose to stay. He did nothing to mm-hmm. rebuild our bridges and our causeways. Find it awfully funny.
What's more infuriating is that this happened literally the same day that he rushes to commit all of these funds to it. And we know mm-hmm. There's not been any insurance analysis done yet. Joe can't possibly have the information that he needs to be able to make that decision.
2 weeks for that vote to
absolutely. Absolutely. There has to be a major investigation conducted.
Right.
Because
they were saying that those people that are on that boat, they were saying how much food they had on there. They have food for X amount of weeks. They wouldn't be able to even, they're not even going to take a boat to go get the people off of that boat. That boat is sitting there while it's under investigation. So how have we determined already that we, mm-hmm. as Americans, are going to pay for this? We're talking millions.
It makes
millions,
no sense.
Millions of dollars.
It makes no sense whatsoever unless they're up to something. That's the only thing I can think of without putting on my freaking conspiracy.
He wants to be a hero.
But why? So who's going to sit here? I mean, if I were Ted Cruz, I'd be like, the fuck you are paying for that.
Yeah, where is everybody?
Where is Ted Cruz? Where's anybody? Where are the Republicans in Baltimore being like, no, Joe, we're not paying for that bridge. What are you talking about? Why the hell would you even say something so incredibly stupid?
Right.
Why would you even suggest that the American taxpayers are going to pay for this boat?
Get the boat company on the phone.
Yeah, get Singapore on the phone, please.
Right.
Okay, because
Joe and Hunter seem to have good relationships with people overseas. They should figure it out.
Yeah, because again, Singapore crashed this thing into the structure and brought the whole thing down. Mm-hmm. And here's another thing. The insurance companies, they get reinsurance companies to cover catastrophic situations like this.
Right.
So this isn't just a question of, well, you know, the Singaporean insurance company might not be able to cover something of this nature.
They don't cover things that they can't cover.
Exactly. Or what
I mean, that's like insurance 101. That's right. The whole point.
And what they would have done, because I know insurance quite well, with things of this magnitude, the Singaporean logistics company would have gotten an insurance company. That insurance company would have gone out to hundreds of other reinsurance companies to spread the risk.
Yep.
So that something like this could be paid for like that.
Exactly.
Now, if Joe Biden came out and said, okay, we're going to front the bill, but we're going to get reimbursed, then I can understand. Okay, fair enough, Joe. We're gonna front this bill.
We wanna fast track this thing, get Baltimore's port back together. We wanna do the right thing for the American people.
And the media called him out. Let's listen to the rest of this clip. The media's like, and thank God the media finally did its freaking job. The media's like, Joe, what are you talking about? Why wouldn't the insurance company pay for this? Let's listen.
Right.
Not leave until then. So I just wanna say God bless everybody. Everyone harmed this morning and their families. And may God bless the first responders, many of whom risked their lives. And the reason I'm not going to take a lot of questions, there's remaining issues that are open that we got to determine.
Oh, bullshit, Joe. The reason you're not taking questions is because you're not allowed to take questions.
Exactly. It sounds like you're on your deathbed.
No, Joe. You can't
your last wishes. I mean, come on.
There's no open investigation. We all see what the hell happened. It's right there. A boat ran into a bridge. We saw it live on a freaking camera. Like, there's nothing we don't know that you know that there's an ongoing investigation over. Like, we saw what happened. We saw what happened.
Right towards it. Like, come on.
Yeah. It's just you're not taking.
We don't have any questions about what happened. We do have questions about why are you paying for it?
Right.
Why are we all paying for it?
Which the media is about to ask.
What's going to happen in terms of the rescue mission and the like? But
Do you plan to go to Baltimore, sir? And if so, how quickly?
I do, and as quickly as I can.
You said the federal government's also going to pay for the repairs. I'm just curious. This was a ship that appears to be at fault. Is there any reason to believe that the company behind the ship should be held responsible? And then also,
could be, but we're not going to wait for that to happen. We're going to pay for it to get the bridge rebuilt and opened.
We're not going to wait for that to happen. That was his answer.
To which there'll be like, 10 more distractions thrown at us American people. And nobody will, follow up to see, did the ship company pay for this? So I want to go to the comments. And someone had mentioned, Evelina, that the captain, and I had seen this, I looked into it. The captain of that ship is a Ukrainian citizen.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Is that verified?
It's verified.
Mm-hmm. A Ukrainian citizen is the captain of the ship. That's pretty wild.
There's more to this story.
There's a lot more to this story. This whole thing is absolute nonsense right now. And I've never seen the government rush so quickly to pay for something, to get things back on track. I mean, like you said, Ohio?
Yeah.
People were dying because they were being literally poisoned and Joe Biden didn't
Hawaii?
Give a shit. Hawaii. People were dying. Joe Biden didn't give a shit. Didn't care. Yeah. But all of a sudden, Baltimore, quick. Here's money. Fix it.
Yep.
That's all the time we have today, guys. Thanks so much for joining us here. Patriot World News Podcast every day at 12 p.m.